Hey, if anybody likes drizzle or freezing drizzle, it would be our pal Larry Weber, live and in color. Good morning, Larry.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Well, it's you hit that forecast you gave. You hit quite a few things there in that forecast. One of the things you did not mention was sunlight. Well, whoever invented the expression "gray November" must have had this week in mind. I think this is our seventh straight day of clouds, and even when there has been sunlight or clearing in the forecast, it has not happened. And then we had that magnificent day of fog back on Tuesday, that thick fog we could practically cut with a knife. Fascinating. Yeah, really, really interesting time. Well, I love gray November. It is a terrific time to get out and do some walking and so forth. And we're getting it this time around. Here we are now in the 17th of November, and you might remember back on the 7th of November. Well, the reason I bring that up is because that's been our only clear day that was clear all day for the month. We've had other days that were clear part of the time, and we had some nights that were clear. But, we are getting gray November. But first half of the month, considerably cooler than normal, more snow than normal. Precipitation was about normal. First half of the month, the highest temperature we had for the entire time at the Weather Service, the highest temperature was 36. Now, what makes that a very interesting statistic is that if you compare it to last year the average temperature for the whole month was 40, and we haven't yet gotten that at all. Now, Monday's forecast may get that temperature, but we will see. I would like to see if we just plain stay lower than 40 for the whole month, but we'll see what happens. Our clouds that we had this week, like I say, I think they're pretty cool, but they did keep us from seeing a fascinating conjunction in the eastern sky, Jupiter-Venus. I was out a couple of mornings trying to see it, and I thought, sure, that I was going to have a little peek through the clouds, but I was not able to do so. The days continue to get shorter. Now we have sunrise just a short time ago, 7:15, and sunset already about 4:30. And we keep moving more towards December when we have the winter solstice. This week, besides being clouds, was also a good week to see the arrival of northern birds. Now, many of these have been reported by others, but I like to be able to claim that I can see it right from home. And I have a nice long list of six different birds that I saw this week that are northern birds that all arrived right here. Back on the 11th, I saw the arrival of some pine grosbeaks. They went to a crab apple tree and started feeding on the crab apples. One of them later came to our bird feeder. And then also on the 11th, I saw the arrival of a blackback woodpecker. Blackback woodpeckers have been reported in really good numbers this year. They are a regular migrant, but they don't usually get so far south, nor do they get so widespread. But this year there's been a lot of them, and I was out one day, and yep, there was one right there feeding on a tree. They are about the size of a hairy woodpecker. They're called blackback for obvious reason, but they do have plenty of white on them. Now, a lot of our woodpeckers have black and white. Also, many of them, the male has a red patch behind the head. Well, not true with this one. This one has yellow behind the head. Also, on the 12th, I saw a northern goshawk. On the 13th, rough-leg hawk. Then on the 13th, later in the day, I saw a couple of finches, both the pine siskin and the first redpolls. And they both not only showed up in the yard, but they both came to bird feeders. This is very early. I didn't expect they would last, and no, they haven't, but I do think they'll be coming back. Usually when they show up, they are not at all shy about coming to feeders, and we may be seeing a really good amount of finches this year, but it's too early to tell right now. Also of note is the animal tracks. Now, a lot of our snow melted, but there has been enough there to allow animal tracks show up, and I have a big long list of about 20 different critters that I saw at animal tracks for. Some of the ones of note this week is I found tracks of a mink, I found tracks of a pine marten, and one of them that I just love, I found tracks of an otter. I found a spot where the otter had slid down onto the ice and then went through the slushiness on top of the ice, broke through, went through a hole, and swam away under the ice. They are incredible and critters. They are able to put up with the cold and find food and so forth, and of course they're always very active. I mentioned once before about finding bear tracks, so I thought, well, okay, that bear has pretty much gone off and gone to sleep now. Well, yesterday I was out walking and I found the bear tracks again, so the critter has not yet gone entirely asleep. Other things of note, we are getting plenty of fruits and berries. I mentioned crab apples. There's highbush cranberry. There's winterberry holly. There's sumac. They're all out there. And then there's these other ones that are more like fluffy seeds that we see with the wildflowers, goldenrods and asters and milkweed and fireweed. All have their seeds. They're taking advantage of the conditions that exist right now to spread their seeds around. And even though we are here now in November, they are working towards next spring already. So, yes, it's like I told you last week, it's an interesting time. We are constantly getting things to happen. We will see now. We are 2 weeks away from the 1st of December. We will see now what kind of changes are going to be happening in the second half of November. Second half of November is often quite different, much more of a deep freeze-up. The thawing we had the other day on Tuesday melted a lot of the snow and melted a lot of the snow that was on the ice of ponds and swamps and so forth, but that all refroze. Now, I was out yesterday testing the ice, and I found out it was not strong enough to hold up everybody. So I would suggest being very careful about that. So, yeah, it's going to be good. Keep your eyes open, Lisa. Take care.
Thank you, Larry. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.